Pretty Dece, here we go. Facebook.com/Pretty Dece Show. It's time to geek out with Josh, your host.
What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Meek, the Uber Geek, and welcome to Pretty Dece, the short show about movies, comics, games, and all the pop culture in between. And today we are talking about pop culture because podcasts are a huge piece of pop culture. Think about how many times you were at work and someone told you, hey, did you hear this new podcast? You've got to check it out. Download it on your phone. Everyone's talking about it. You know, it started with Serial and that has blossomed into this, you know, true crime podcast phenomenon. And everyone is kind of talking about podcasts these days. And you know, podcasts have been around for a long time, but they really have kind of hit this critical mass of popularity in pop culture. And I think one of the companies out there really doing that, really pushing podcasts further into the mainstream, is Anchor. And this show is hosted on Anchor, and there's some big news about Anchor this week. And it's that Spotify, the music streaming giant Spotify, acquired Anchor and Gimlet Media. Now, they didn't announce the price that they paid for it, but sources say it was around $200 million for Gimlet. And, you know, Spotify is the streaming service that's out there, the music streaming service that is the front runner. Apple Music is right behind it. And Spotify is also the music streaming service that is really the most into podcasting. Apple definitely hosts podcasts, but it's not integrated really into their Apple Music app. It's a separate app, but they're kind of the godfathers of podcasting. But Spotify has really kind of dove in and adopted podcasting in a big way. They have exclusive shows. It has kind of prominent positioning in their application and in their site. And it seems like with these acquisitions, it's really going to not just be a hobby, but a key focus going forward for Spotify. They supposedly, in their words, plan to spend $400 to $500 million in acquisitions just like this one this year. And as I said, this podcast itself, Pretty Dece, is hosted on Anchor. I've been an Anchor user from extremely early on, before Anchor was even a podcasting app, before you could even podcast through Anchor. I was on Anchor. Back then, if you don't know, Anchor was basically like Snapchat Stories, but for audio. You had a station that you could post audio to, and it disappeared after 24 hours. There was no way to archive. There was no way to push out to a podcast feed. You couldn't subscribe to me anywhere but inside the Anchor app. So both Pretty Dece and Anchor itself have come a very, very long way. I've never seen a company like pivot and evolve as much as Anchor has. They've really changed up their entire business plan to go from something that is more like Snapchat Stories to a full-on podcasting solution, and all the crazy tools they've put out for podcasters, you know, that have been, you know, rapidly iterated on as they've gone. They now, according to their stats, host, I think their number is around like 40% of new podcasts that are getting created. 40% of them are on Anchor. Anchor has really opened up the doors for like ads on podcasts that were never really there before. They've provided that platform. So a lot of podcasters, because of that, have come to rely on Anchor. I'm definitely one of them. And a lot of people, I think, are sort of very cautious. I would say kind of cautious optimism is the general feeling from most podcasters and listeners on this news. So the Anchor co-founders said in a joint statement that the two companies, Anchor and Spotify, their missions were, quote, perfectly aligned, and that Spotify, again, quote, wanted to give Anchor superpowers. No real indication of what that exactly means, but it doesn't seem like this acquisition means that Anchor is going to shut down or that they're going to start charging for it or anything like that. Those are obviously concerns that both, you know, podcasters and listeners have. Obviously, Anchor owns this huge piece of the podcasting market now, just because they've been a crazy good solution and they're, you know, free. You can start a podcast for free. There are probably countless podcasts that are hosted on Anchor that simply wouldn't exist without Anchor because the hosting and the domain name and everything that goes around creating a podcast would simply be too expensive for those podcast hosts. So obviously they're looking at this news going like, oh, I hope none of this changes. I hope this doesn't suddenly get expensive. You know, I hope Anchor doesn't shut down because then I'm just done. I'm just out of a podcast. I think all these are reasonable worries, right? These are shows that were very easily transitioned to Anchor. Those tools are out there to easily bring your show to Anchor. But let's be honest, it's not that easy to transition away. So you're here, you're on this island, you're in this. Hopefully it all goes well. So it makes sense that people are worried, and these are reasonable worries anytime a company that you rely on gets bought out, even if the founders want to paint it as a team up. That's what it is. It's an acquisition. They might, you know, Spotify might be mostly hands off and let Anchor keep doing its thing and keep being awesome, but I think it's reasonable things to worry about. We don't know what sort of superpowers that Spotify is going to give Anchor. All we know right now is that Anchor, its co-founders say that nothing's going to change. So you're going to keep being able to use your suite of podcasting tools. You're going to keep using Anchor. Things are going to keep rolling forward exactly as you would expect. And they say, quote, "They can't wait to show you all what comes next." So hopefully this is good news for the world of podcasting. You know, I mean, podcasts are such an amazing medium for news, for storytelling, for comedy, for entertainment in general. I'm you know, have been incredibly excited that people are getting more and more into podcasting. It's becoming more and more accepted into the mainstream, just as a regular part of entertainment. I really hope that teaming up here more with Spotify, this very mainstream streaming music service, is only going to propel that into the future. I'm pretty optimistic about this news. I hope that it really is just kind of a good fit for both companies, and even more so a good fit for podcasters like myself and listeners like you. So that's going to do it for Pretty Dece for today. Thank you very much for joining me to talk about really the future of podcasting here with Spotify and Anchor, and speculating about what comes next. Make sure that you visit prettydeceshow.com to find all of these subscription options for this podcast. Of course, you can subscribe in audio wherever you want, including Spotify. You can also check out the YouTube channel. And finally, you can hit me up on social media. Just visit prettydeceshow.com for those links, or just find me directly on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at prettydeceshow.